Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now by Todd Furman. Joins us every Thursday to talk about the upcoming weekend's football. This Wednesday. Yeah, see, there you go. I don't know what day it is.
Wednesday.
Talk about the upcoming weekend's football games, and it is football season. It's college football season. It's here. Todd Furman joins us from Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter. What's up, Todd?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Just looking forward to a weekend of actual college football with teams that we've heard of instead of the two games that we got from SBF's. I can't even talk. Tells you how excited I am. SBF's opponents. But looking forward to the games this weekend. A lot of contests that will have an impact on the national championship.
Chase. Todd, let's start with Northwestern at Purdue tomorrow night. I've seen this game in a day go from Purdue by 2.5 to Purdue by 1. What's going on there?
Yeah, this number was as high as Purdue, a 3-point favorite with a total at 51. You've seen over money in Northwestern come in correlated to Clayton Thorson's availability. Coach Fitzgerald seems to indicate that he's going to have full command of the offense. I remain skeptical of that being the case, given the fact that he wasn't taking reps with the first team until very late in training camp. But Purdue going to have to break in a whole new cast defensively, and that's really what triggered Jeff Brohm's resurgence of this program a season ago. I like what they have at quarterback, but we'll see what they have on the defensive side. I can't argue with the line move here. If Thorson's good to go, they should be able to move the football at will against the Boilers.
Todd, we had Taywan Taylor on the other day, Titans wide receiver. He played at Western Kentucky, and he said that he had spent some time up there in the offseason. He was really pumped up about this year for Western, and I said, yeah, well, I mean, hopefully they're good, but opening weekend at Camp Randall in Wisconsin, and he immediately said, oh.
Ooh. I think it was
more of an ooh. Wisconsin by 36.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell Hilltopper Nation to judge the merits of this season based on how they'll perform this weekend. I mean, total on that game, too, an indictment of how few points Western Kentucky could score when Wisconsin's a 36-point favorite and the over-under only 52.5. You look at the Badgers, they have their eyes set not only on a Big Ten title, but also getting to the college football playoff. They're dealing with some defections at the receiver position, legal troubles for Quentin Cephas and Danny Davids, two of their top guys that they expected to contribute for Alex Hornibrook. You look at Jonathan Taylor, he's taken money from professional bettors to win the Heisman Trophy, and I can't really argue with that. Defensively, Wisconsin should be stout. I think Western Kentucky, if they score 14 points, they should consider it a success. I would lean towards the Badgers here, but typically don't get involved with a team that wants to play ground and pound, laying more than 5 touchdowns.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter.
Todd, we got a big one down the street on Saturday, Middle Tennessee and Vanderbilt. And Brent was doing some reading earlier. Apparently, Vanderbilt is receiving top 3 money on them hitting the under of their win total.
Which is 4.5.
Yes.
Yeah, not a lot of expectations for the Commodores this season, and unfortunately, if they don't exceed that 4.5 game win threshold, it might be Derek Mason's last year as head coach. You look at this number, though, and Middle Tennessee State fans, if the market is any indication, you have reason to be optimistic for your trip down the street. Vandy opened a 6.5-point favorite, total 57.5. The total has held steady, but there has been nothing but a steady flow of dollars coming in on the Blue Raiders, taking this number down to a field goal. Some of the sharpest guys I talked to think that Middle is going to be able to win this game outright. I'm personally a little bit concerned about trench warfare last time these two teams met. Vanderbilt was able to control both lines of scrimmage. I'm not sure what the Commodores are going to be defensively. I think they can move the football on offense. I actually think there'll be more points than the 57 indicates. I'm not sure, however, who wins this game.
Sticking with SEC, there's been some smack talk out of Louisville's camp here, and the number that's laid right now, there probably shouldn't be a whole lot of smack talk. Louisville, Alabama.
Yeah, I think Louisville should consider covering a moral victory in this particular spot. Now, this number has ticked down a shade from 25.5 down to 24. So much being made about Alabama and who will be the starting quarterback. I think Tua probably takes 80 to 90% of the reps unless they have special packages installed for Jalen Hurts. Louisville defensively, they're going to have a real hard time trying to slow down Alabama, and that's part of the reason this has been one of the bigger line moves on marquee programs as far as the total is concerned. 53.5 out to 62.5. I think Juwan Pass is going to have some success. Look for Louisville to play with a little bit of tempo. They've been great scheming the score on their opening drive. It's happened about 50% of the time with Coach Petrino as head coach there. No strong feeling on where this number ultimately lands, but I do think you can go over the total at 62.5. Just hard to do knowing that it was 10 points shorter only about 10 days ago.
Here's the smack talk she was talking about. Louisville senior offensive lineman Lucas McNeil. So if we can dominate up front, then we're not worried about that defensive front at all. I definitely think we're capable of going out, starting off fast, and dominating their D-line. Talking about Alabama.
You know what? If you would have said they could have dominated Alabama's inexperienced secondary, I would have been more apt to believe it. Dominating Alabama's defensive line, well, we'll find out how quickly it becomes a sobering reality. Because if last year what we saw from Louisville against Clemson's defensive line was any indication, things ain't going to be much better in this particular spot come Saturday night.
Todd, a lot of attention on Michigan and Notre Dame.
Yeah, a game that I think I'm actually more fascinated to watch than even Auburn-Washington earlier in the day. You look at the line move here, Michigan actually a short road favorite when this number opened, and you now see Notre Dame installed as a short favorite. So about a 3.5 point move, not across key numbers though. You look at the total coming in under, as far as money is concerned, from 48 down to 46.5. Michigan, we know the strength of this team is defensively, and I really believe they should be mentioned in the same breath coming into the year as the Alabamas and Clemsons of the world. Notre Dame, I have some major reservations about the quarterback position. I'm not sure Brandon Wimbush will be the one taking snaps as we get deeper into the fourth quarter with some packages for Ian Book. I'm going to go against the move here. I think it's Michigan or pass in this spot in a game that'll be a little bit lower scoring than what the total indicates.
Ole Miss at Texas Tech in Houston. What do you think?
This game, I think it's a rare role reversal where we're going to be talking about Texas Tech trying to lean on their fast athletic defense that brings back three all Big 12 performers, whereas Ole Miss wants to run tempo and go high flying attack with Jordan Taumu and their trio of wide receivers highlighted by projected first round pick A.J. Brown. Yeah. That being said, Tech has talked about trying to play ball control and run the football, and that's why this total got as high as 69 before it started to trickle down a little bit to 67.5. A game where Ole Miss was a short favorite, it's moved to Texas Tech minus 2.5. If the number got to 3, I'd make a case for the Rebels. I think their dynamic playmakers on offense will ultimately make the difference here.
You mentioned being interested in that Auburn-Washington matchup. Auburn going big for their first game. What do you think about that one?
I think Auburn should change whatever locker room that they've stayed in each of the last two times they've gone down to Atlanta that hasn't treated them all so well done to wrap up last season. This number got as high as 3 before there was some money that came in on Washington. I know what my power suggests here, which makes the game closer to a pick 'em, but the on-field matchup would want me having no part of Washington. I think Auburn's defensive line can control the pace and tempo. Jake Browning's arm doesn't scare me in his ability to stretch the defense. I'm curious to see what Jarrett Stidham looks like. I know they anticipated he was going to have his top five wide receivers. You lose two guys during spring practice that should be back in the middle of the campaign. But with this number under a field goal, I'll take an SEC team playing a de facto home game. I like what Washington has going. I just think this is a real step up in class for Chris Peterson's team.
Todd, before we get to a couple of final games here, what college Power 5 team has the easiest path, in your opinion, to a national title? Easiest path.
It'll be Clemson. Clemson projects out to be double-digit favorites in every single one of their regular season games. Now, of course, that's subject to change based on how Florida State looks when they meet deeper into the season. But Clemson, at least on paper, has the easiest road, and that's also suggested by their win total that sits at 11. They've been bet up from about $1.30 to $2 to make the playoff. Alabama's win total similar, but the Iron Bowl against Auburn to close things out, they'd only be about a touchdown favorite if that game was played week one.
Miami LSU on Sunday, Miami by 3.
I think both of these teams trying to figure out an offensive identity. Malik Rozier was horrific to close out the season last year for Miami and really put a damper on what was a positive rebuilding campaign. They're breaking in an all-new defensive line, but they return their secondary largely intact. I think their linebacking core will be solid. LSU, of course, names Joe Burrow their starting quarterback, but LSU doesn't have a running back to lean on. There's no one that with the proven track record of a Darius Geis or Leonard Fournette. I think Curry can be that guy, but he's going to have to prove it to me. Ed Orgeron's seat's going to get hotter by the minute. Very real professional money that's taken this number from Miami 2.5 out to 3.5. I actually agree with it, but I think points at a premium here. I like the under quite a bit more.
Virginia Tech at Florida State Monday night.
You've seen nice movement in Florida State's favor from 5.5 out to 7.5. You've also seen over money from 50 to 57. Virginia Tech breaking in a lot of new faces on the defensive side. You can make the case that in Bud Foster's 20-plus years in Blacksburg, this will be the most inexperienced defense he's had to deal with 6 new linebackers and a lot of question marks in the secondary. Florida State, life with Willie Taggart. I mean, if you bet Willie blind over his college coaching career, whether it was from Western to USF or Oregon, you'd be up a tidy sum as far as profit was concerned. I think Florida State naming DeAndre Francois starting quarterback was the right move. I actually think the Seminoles are one of the more intriguing teams as far as their upside and potential. And when you add a new defensive coordinator, Harlan Burnett, that wants to attack more, it's a lot of boom or bust mentality. I think Florida State can hang a very crooked number on Tech. Tech will have some highlights, but I would lean towards laying it with the favorite before, more so than backing the underdog.
A lot of times it's hard to find a number involving an FCS team. Anything out there on Georgia and Austin Peay?
You know what? This number will be absolutely massive when it comes out, but haven't actually seen a price tag on it just yet. I mean, it's all a question of when Georgia, pun intended, wants to call off the dogs, because they can obviously name the price, name the final against Austin Peay.
Tennessee and West Virginia in Charlotte. West Virginia bouncing around 9.5 to 10.
Yeah, this is a game that I think we're going to learn an awful lot about Tennessee's secondary and starting some potential true freshmen on the back end. West Virginia, led by Will Grier, has 2 NFL-caliber wide receivers that are going to put a ton of stress on that Vols back 7. When you look at Tennessee, the key for them, in my opinion, is being able to play ground and pound, keep West Virginia on the sidelines. The number at 10, very tight. I actually made West Virginia a 9.5-point favorite. I think Tennessee should have some success against the West Virginia defense. But I think we're going to see a lot of points. I know it's not what you'd think given how Tennessee struggled last season, but if they can't move the football at least with a semblance of consistency against this West Virginia defense, it could be another lean fall for all those orange-clad faithful in Knoxville.
He's Todd Furman. He's got it covered. At Todd Furman on Twitter, if you have a specific game you want to ask him about, certainly feel free to do it. Todd, great job, man. We appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Right. And, hey, congrats on the new TV show as well.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we should see how that plays out. Should be very interesting. But mark your calendars. Monday, September 10th, 4:30 Eastern, the first sports gambling show of its kind. Plenty of wrinkles in there. It won't just be all about the numbers. We'll have some fun every day. And folks can see my smiling face for an hour a day, Monday through Friday. Now, kind of a scary thought.
That's right. We'll have to bet the over-under on how long you're in makeup, huh?
I mean, if I'm putting on my makeup, I'll probably go in there with a mask instead just to try and protect the retinas of everybody across this fine country. Don't
you got goalie masks left over.
Exactly. I do have some hockey equipment I can try and don to go on there. I might need you to try and fend off the shots that I'll inevitably be fielding from Cousin Sal and Clay.
Thank you.
Congrats, Todd.
Good job.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. At Todd Furman on Twitter.